Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to a very short, special episode of Just Praise Him Radio. I saw something today I really need to share with you because it's something we all need to be praying about. I'm sure you've all noticed that we in the U.S. have coast-to-coast rioting and violence by groups of people protesting the treatment of George Floyd, the man who, God bless him, died while in police custody. Okay, so I was looking on my phone this morning for something, and I came across a news article, and it had a picture of the protesters, and they were holding up this sign that said, "I can't breathe." And I was reading a little bit of the article, and it said they're chanting, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe." Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." We are in the middle of a pandemic of COVID-19, which causes people to be unable to breathe. Are y'all seeing what I'm seeing? They are decreeing that they can't breathe, and they are chanting this over and over and over in the midst of a pandemic that causes people not to be able to breathe. There are already health officials that are very concerned that there's going to be a COVID-19 outbreak among, you know, protester areas. In addition, the protesters are coming from other areas protesting, then going back home to wherever they live, which means they'll protest, and then anything they catch there, they'll take it back home to the people they love most and to their towns and cities. Many of these protesters are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and I'm certain they don't know this spiritual law that they get what they say. So I wanted to do this little short podcast to say, let's pray for them. And also, let's remember that in 2 Chronicles 7, the Word of God says, if I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and Jonathan Cahn very aptly called 2020 the year of the pestilence, and he noted that that was in the verse before the one that says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. We need our land healed, y'all. We need it healed. And God is saying, if you will turn from your sin and if you'll seek me and if you'll pray, I'll do this. And the next verse says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent to the prayer that is made in this place. He was speaking to Solomon when he said this. What we need to do is we need to seek God and we need to lift up prayer. We need to lift up prayer on behalf of the protesters, and we need to lift up prayer to the God that we serve for him to heal our land, y'all. Because there is no other hope. I don't think at this point we have no other hope. Okay, so I'm going to pray, and I'm going to just ask that you pray wherever you are when you hear this. You can pray along with this prayer, or you can say your own prayer, or you can just agree with this prayer, however you want to do it. But we need to pray, y'all. Lord God in heaven, Lord, we lift this situation in the U.S. to you right now. Lord, our eyes are on you because we don't know what else to do. We have no power over this situation. So we appeal to you, Lord God, based on your word that says, if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, that you will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. Lord, these precious people out there, they're hurting and they're angry and they're grieving. And Lord, whenever we're grieving or we're angry, our emotions are so magnified. And Lord, I believe that they're not taking thought to the fact that they're getting arrested for criminal offenses that will show up on their records later and they won't be able to get jobs and things like that. And Lord, I just pray that you will awaken their hearts to the consequences or the possible consequences for them and for their families of what they're doing. Not that they don't have a righteous cause, Lord, but to protect them from any further pain and suffering. And I pray, Lord God, that you would release a spirit of peace and calm. Just like when Jesus spoke to the waves and said, peace, be still. We speak as one body, your body, to this group, Lord, to this situation, we say, peace, be still, be calm. And we ask, Lord God, that you would grant peace and healing to them and you would help them. We lift up the family of George Floyd and we pray, Lord God, for all the people that love him, that you would just help them, that you would comfort them. Now, Lord, your word says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And we claim this for them right now, Lord God, and we just pray that you would comfort them as only you can. And we all pray, Lord, that you would help the lawmakers and the leaders of this nation to put into effect laws that will protect innocent people from things like this and laws that will protect people from the overuse of authority like what killed George Floyd. And we ask it in the precious, mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, the name above all names, our King. Thank you for hearing us, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory for these things when they happen. Amen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for praying. Jesus bless you. You'll have a really safe week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.